Sakta Mishnah Vayitra, Masechta Shabbos, Perek Yotes, Mishnah Dalet. Mishayelo Shnei Tinoikos, someone who had two infants, Echad Lamal Achara Shabbos, one was supposed to have his bris after Shabbos, in other words, one was born on Sunday, and therefore his bris was scheduled for Sunday, V'Echad Lamal B'Shabbos, and one was supposed to have his bris on Shabbos. In other words, the other one was born on the previous Shabbos, and therefore his bris was supposed to be on Shabbos. Meshachach, but he forgot, Umalas shel Acher HaShabbos b'Shabbos. And he did the bris for the Sunday baby, for the baby that was supposed to be have his bris after Shabbos on Shabbos. He mixed up the two. So the bris that was supposed to be on Sunday actually happened the day early on Shabbos. The din is chayiv. This mile would have to bring a karban chatas. If you do a bris before the eighth day, it's not a bris. So the mile didn't perform any mitzvah over here. And although there is a machloikis about someone who by mistake performs a mitzvah on Shabbos, but in this case there is no mitzvah, everyone would hope that it would be chayiv a karban chatas. Vayitra zakta Mishnah, echad lamal b'yerev Shabbos, the mile had one baby that was supposed to have his bris before Shabbos. This baby was born on Friday. Therefore, his bris was supposed to be the next Friday before Shabbos. For whatever reason, he didn't have his bris on Friday. So Shabbos is not the eighth day. He can't have his bris on Shabbos. Only a baby whose eighth day is Shabbos can have his bris on Shabbos. So Echad Lamal, once again, one baby was supposed to have his bris b'erev Shabbos on Friday. The Echad Lamal was Shabbos. And one baby was supposed to have his bris on Shabbos because the other baby was taka born on Shabbos. And again, v'shachach, he forgot, u'mala shel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. He did the bris on the Friday baby. He was supposed to have his bris a day earlier, but he did the bris on Shabbos. So this bris was a day late. Now, this is very different than the first case. There's a big difference in a baby that has a bris a day too early as opposed to a baby that has a bris a day too late. Yes, both weren't a bris on time. But a day too early is not a bris at all. The mitzvah of bris only starts on the eighth day. A day too late, or regardless of how much later after the eighth day, so we missed the eighth day, but it's still a mitzvah. Even many years later, it's still a mitzvah. The bris has to be performed. The only thing is, a bris shaloi bezmanai, a bris after the eighth day, cannot be performed on Shabbos. So in this case, he did perform the mitzvah. Because there is a mitzvah to do a bris even after the eighth day if the bris wasn't done beforehand. But he wasn't supposed to do it on Shabbos. So this is a case of what the Gemara refers to as Tavid Var Mitzvah V'Asa Mitzvah. He made a mistake with something that is a mitzvah. He actually performed the mitzvah, but it was not a mitzvah that's Daicha Shabbos. According to Rabbi Eliezer, he's still Chayev Chatas. Rabbi Eliezer, Mechayev Chatas. Rabbi Eliezer says, yes, you performed a mitzvah, but it was a mitzvah that's not Daicha Shabbos. So you're still chayav echatas. So Rabbi Yeshua says, no, being that it is a mitzvah, though it wasn't supposed to be done today, and he thought that he was doing the right thing, under these circumstances, he would not be chayav echatas, and the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua. So once again, someone had two babies. One was supposed to be after Shabbos, one was supposed to be before Shabbos. If by mistake he did the Sunday baby on Shabbos, everyone holds he's chayav echatas, because that's not a mitzvah at all. If someone had two babies, an Erev Shabbos baby and a Shabbos baby, and by mistake he missed Erev Shabbos and did the Erev Shabbos baby on Shabbos, so here, the Bris Mila, there's a mitzvah Bris Mila, it's just not a mitzvah that's Daicha Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer says he's Chayav Achatas. Rabbi Yeshua says he's Potter.